Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This year, we're going to be checking who is naughty and who is nice. We're going to be talking about it as part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, we do this every year around this time of year. We have one aspect where we're checking and making sure there's no one being naughty and not saying nativity scenes can be shown and things like that. But we also have another aspect of it where we focus on retail operations and making sure they celebrate Christmas and letting people know which ones do and which ones don't.
Yeah, the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign now is in its 23rd year. It's amazing that we've been going that long. And that particular campaign was designed to educate and litigate where necessary to make sure that Christmas is not censored, both in the public as well as in the private sector.
And, you know, thankfully now things have changed, a new administration. We're not having that many issues come up right now, but we've had some doozies in the past.
Yes, and then, of course, what happened was after we launched the Friend or Foe campaign that dealt with, say, things like nativity scenes, Christmas carols, things in employment, and then eventually
schools, children, yeah,
and nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Then all of a sudden, we started to see this trend, and it's the same kind of trend that I had mentioned before. Why is it so important that we fight against the censorship? Because if you don't fight against the censorship, if you get censored in the public area or in your place of employment or in your public schools, then that starts to bleed over to other areas. And that's what happened. It bled over to the retail market. The retail market, when we started the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, still had Christmas trees. They still mentioned Merry Christmas. They still used red and green. But it wasn't long after when this trend of secularism started to actually hit the
public inclusivity and all
square,
that, yeah.
Is that there were these PR firms, I guess, marketing firms, that were changing the direction and the dynamic of the retail market. And so some of these retailers, many of them, started secularizing Christmas. And so the Christmas tree, which I always said the green pointed prickly thing that you decorate in December, I mean, what is that? That's a Christmas tree. They renamed it to a holiday tree. Well, it doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It doesn't celebrate New Year's. It doesn't celebrate Hanukkah. It celebrates one day, and that is Christmas. It celebrates one holiday. So why call it a holiday tree? It's not a holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree.
Well, remember, we are celebrating the birth of Christ, so it's Christ Mass.
That's right. And so the retail market started to go nuts, and that's why we launched the Naughty and Nice list. The Naughty and Nice list had two columns, naughty and nice. The retailers that were wanting to profit off of Christmas because they want your shopping dollars, but pretend that it doesn't exist and thus censor it, they were on the naughty list. The retailers that were acknowledging Christmas and calling a Christmas tree, or
Christmas
saying Merry Christmas,
or,
Christmas
yeah.
gifts, or Christmas wreath, Christmas lights, then they would be on the nice list.
And many of them like sell Advent calendars and things that actually celebrate the birth of Christ.
I remember J. Crew, which is a clothing outfit, and this was in Lynchburg, Virginia, where they actually have one of their branch offices or one of their offices, and they make clothes there. They actually had in their place of employment a place where they had a calendar, and it would count down to December 25th.
An Advent calendar.
Well, it was a calendar. It wasn't an Advent calendar.
It was
a calendar. So it would be giving the employees how many days they had until December 25th.
Till they get the day off, right?
Well, no, yeah. Because they needed to, like, produce. It was like wanting them to produce more by December 25th. But it wasn't 14 days to Christmas. It was 14 days to December 25th. 13 days to December. So they could never use the word Christmas. And then after December 25th, it would be the day after December 25th.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was that bad. And it was that bad. And J. Crew has never, to my knowledge, in the history of our Naughty and Nice, acknowledged Christmas. It has been one of the very hostile companies to Christmas. There's a few others that are on the naughty list as well that have always been on the naughty list, and they've never come off the naughty list. They are entrenched. You can find them at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. You'll find information about the Friend and Foe Christmas campaign. You'll find the naughty and nice list.
Yeah, some of the naughties, for example, are Barnes & Noble, Burlington Coat Factory, Dick's Sporting Goods. Every year it's on the naughty
list. And
they've
never, never been on the nice side.
You think they'd get a clue.
They've never been on the nice side. So this is systemic with those companies.
And there's Gap and TJ Maxx and others. Always seem to stay on the naughty list.
Yeah, they always have been on the naughty list. The good thing is that there's a large number of these that were on the naughty list when we started that switched over to the nice list.
Yes.
Home Depot is one. Home Depot, I remember, was on the naughty list. They were not selling Christmas trees. Everything was holiday. And I remember individuals, when they would go shopping at Home Depot, they would actually tell us some of the things that they would do. They would come up to the reception area. And this is when you had every cashier was a real person. And you still have a person there typically to help you on some of the electronic checkouts. But this is when every cashier was a real person. And they would bring their stuff up to the checkout, and they would tell the person, the Home Depot person, Merry Christmas. And they would say, Happy Holiday. And they say, no, Merry Christmas. And the employees would say, we're not allowed to use the word Merry Christmas.
They're programmed.
And I remember some of the shoppers politely saying, well, then I'm not shopping here. And they walked out, left all of their goods right there. That message gets to the management pretty quickly. And
you
know what? Guess what happened? Home Depot got the message and they changed and they've acknowledged Christmas.
Well, you know, we always encourage people, if you encounter that, whether it's a nice store or a naughty store, so to speak, let them know in so many words, you know, tell them or send an email. And if they're naughty, tell them, I really appreciate it. I can't spend my dollars anymore until you make this change. And, you know, they get the message.
They get the message. And that's what happened to Home Depot. That's what happened to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart at the time is the largest retail operation in the country, in the world. And they were doing the same thing. Walmart went the wrong way. And people did the same thing with Walmart. They told them, well, they're going to shop someplace else. They would complain, politely they would complain, or they would do the same thing. They would leave their goods there at the checkout and they would walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Walmart actually changed quickly. And then the following year, they came out with an early announcement that they're going to celebrate Christmas early and often.
Oh, yay.
And so they changed. They got the message. Sears did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Sears changed their advertising and marketing in the middle of the Christmas season. They didn't wait till the nest. Yeah, when they, well, back then they were in business. Sears, when they were more operational back then, they actually changed in the middle of the Christmas cycle. In other words, they dumped all of their non-Christmas advertising.
Wow.
And they then rushed new Christmas advertising to the market, to all their stores across the country, because they got the message.
And you know, Target did the same thing. We typically just look at who celebrates Christmas and who doesn't acknowledge it. So we don't get into the other agendas. However, Target was even infiltrating the LGBT agenda, the woke pride, into their Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
So I remember going in the store and taking pictures of like the black Santa Claus in a wheelchair was an ornament, or the Nutcracker had the rainbow flag. Well, they have totally done an about face, and now you don't see any of that. And they are now on the nice list.
Yeah, and of course, you know, our focus for the naughty nice is only on Christmas. So there's other reasons you might want to consider to patronize or not patronize a particular store. But it's only on this issue. And I can say on this issue, Target did change, because they actually were so DEI that they actually had a black Santa Claus in a wheelchair. Now, I don't know how you get down a chimney like that, but
I don't know.
Nevertheless, they had it along with the rainbow Santa Claus.
Be a quick ride down the chimney.
You're going to get stuck there. It's not going to get very far. At any rate, this is the Naughty and Nice list. For more information, I would encourage you to go to lc.org/Christmas. And then if you see something, let us know. Mm-hmm. we can modify and change things. Stores that are acknowledging Christmas, stores that are not, but make your voice known so that they know why you're patronizing them or why you're not going to patronize them. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.